श्री परमात्मने नमः। In fact, it is not so much a matter of practice as a matter of deep understanding through discrimination. The faculty of discrimination is very important. So much so that in the Eightfold System of Maharishi Patanjali, even what is known as enlightenment, or in Sanskrit they have said vivekhyati, the word vivekhyati, that also has been described as a modification of the mind. Then that also goes away. It is always difficult to describe the experience, and also difficult for anybody to understand it, because experience cannot be substituted through words. Even then, some indications are made. It is something like this, as for example, you are always in your house. You have only forgotten it, that you are in your house. That is the only very sad. It can be said like, you are always in your house. You have only forgotten that you are in your house. You are always in God, with God. What else? Existence is God. Self is there. You cannot be without self. Self is there, your existence. This mind is running towards what is non-not self. Running towards the attractions of the world, the sensual things. There is a large amount of gold, suppose, in my own room, under my bed, hidden in the ground, in the earth, there. Large quantity of gold. Not knowing the gold there itself, I am running outside to become rich, here and there, like that. Something like that. What the master does, what anybody, the guide does, he says, oh, what are you running there? It is here. Something like that. After a certain stage, guidance to every seeker comes from the inner guru. The outer guru is the same which is the inner guru, your own self, God, the spirit, that is the guru, everybody's guru. And that guidance comes by doing. You meditate and you get the guidance for further deepening, like that. But even more than that is important from my experience to understand. And then to think about it. It is not so much a matter of practice as a matter of discriminative understanding that one finds God, one finds the self. Self or God is not the result or the consequence of some doing. What happens through doing, what happens through all practices is that one becomes detached from the world, from the body. World and body are the same. One becomes detached. So either let somebody become detached from the world and the body and the mind and the senses and the intellect, etc. One finds oneself through detachment. Or if one through feelings gets attached to the truth in love, then world drops down. Either let the world drop down, you find yourself and God, or you find God and yourself and the world drops down. Something like that. Many times these both the things go together. We always are what we want to be. As I said the other day, it is a discovery of what is already existing. So, through withdrawal from the world, focusing yourself in yourself, you start knowing through experience what cannot even be described. Even when somebody describes or tells you certain things, and if there are 10 or 20 persons, he speaks the same words and sentences, but there are 10 or 20 interpretations given according to the capacity of the listeners, the audience. It is something like that. Therefore, deeper things happen not through words as much sometimes as in silence you are there. But it varies. Some people need words, some people may not. Remain aware of whatever is happening outside and inside. That awareness is the thing. This faculty of discrimination, which is through intellect, but not a product of intellect, it comes from God. It goes on getting awakened. Discrimination is not generated. It exists in everybody. It is only awakened. There is nobody in the whole world, no human being, without the faculty of discrimination. Everybody has. Whoever has got the human body has discrimination. It may be at the lowest level, but it is there. For example, even a person who has those criminal tendencies, an offender or a criminal, and many vices, has at least this much discrimination, that such and such thing he should not do to his body. The knife should not be pierced in the body. This is discrimination. Or some wrong should not be done to his or her own children. One may be a criminal but not doing the same thing with the children, his own son or daughter. This is also discrimination. So there is nobody. So what happens? This sleeping discriminative faculty, this dormant, is required to be awakened. And the way to awaken is to respect it in a particular situation. Whenever any situation comes and you are wavering, from inside is coming the light, the indication this is right. But your old habits and your desires, they are pulling you towards another direction. This happens always. From inside is coming the indication, I must do it. But then the old habits, the desires, etc., they are pulling you to do something else, different, opposite. Then to respect this discrimination and to try to do the right and not going towards the wrong, That is respecting your discriminative faculty. You are respecting it. And the more you go on respecting this faculty of discrimination, the more it gets awakened by itself. More and more, more and more. And if a question is asked, how long does it this faculty of discrimination remains in the life of a person? The answer is, so long there remains any iota of untruth. So far there is the least of untruth in life, it remains. Why? Discrimination is nothing but the distinguishing faculty between truth and untruth. Discrimination discriminates what is real and unreal, good and bad. The day when there will not be any bad thing in life, discrimination is not required. And that day, when there is nothing bad in life, there is nothing untrue in life inside, discrimination becomes enlightenment, self-realization by itself. Pure awareness is there now, consciousness is there now, guiding everything. It is the master of life, something like that.